and by virtue of the power, and for the purpose aforesaid, I do order and declare that all persons held as slaves within said designated states, and parts of states, are, and henceforward shall be free, and that the executive government of the United States, including the military and naval authorities thereof, will recognize and maintain the freedom of said persons.
Be very careful and just block that area. Don't rub or irritate it. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either.
You know why? Because I don't have to do this fucking show for 2 days. That's why. Dress up like a goddamn fucking housefrau. Feel like Roseanne Barr. Fat, ugly, and mean. And dykey. She's a little bit more masculine than me, though. All right. Evidently, Andy Melton was visiting California. He finally left the house. It was only 5.2 on the Richter scale, surprisingly, but Vera survived. So that's good. I see we have Cher in the audience. I see we have Wand Wisdom. We have, of course, the whore of Yeast Radio, Andy Vera Charles, who was always here. I have a song for Andy Vera. Fuck me, if I had only been prepared. I know she's going to be able to probably guess what it is. Hold on, I'll try and download it. Oh my god, this is terrible. I'm so unprepared for my life. Shut up, why is my toilet running? Oh, damn it. My fucking pussy hurts. Let's see. Oh, fuck, it's not even worth it. I know it's not. I know it's not worth it. Yeah, I can't even fucking find it. Oh, well. Never mind. All right. So anyway, my name is Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. I have a vagina. I know that should go without saying, but these days, what with men having babies and everything, you never know. But I am a lesbian with a vagina, food allergies, the whole business. And you're stupid. You know why? Because you're watching this show. And there's probably better things you could do, like masturbate. You could masturbate. I masturbated this morning. I watched some disgusting lesbian pornographies. And I had my hand up there. I used this face lotion that Sharon from Champon gave me. She's a listener. And she gave me this Neutrogena juice for men. I don't know why. For men, face lotion, triple protect, SPF 20. For some reason, she seems to think I need all that business on my layups. But I really don't. I just need something silky smooth so that I can masturbate my vagina to my pornographies. I mean, I think this is a little bit much. She probably spent $10 on that thing. She could have sent and probably bought a quart of KY jelly for that. Hello? Is Max here? Somebody said, Max, I have your article on the screen. I was just about to read from it. All right. Matt Blender's here. Well, that's just brilliant. Such genius in the audience between Max and Matt. I don't know. Matt Blender is a little retarded. Let's see. Okay. Max is a Huffington Post blogger now. I love his. First of all, I want to read his tags. He's an abuser of the tag system, as am I. Oh, by the way, did you notice? I know my audiences are a little bit stupid. So did you get that I was playing the Emancipation pre-exclamation? Yeah, I know. That's the one. The Finns, right? The Finns, Max. That's the one I was going to read from the Finns. The Emancipation pre-exclamation. I was reading from the Emancipation Proclamation. Get it? Get it? It's just really complicated symbolism. All right. If Matt Blender gets it, then it's probably a little too obvious. All right. Why can't I download ETHS number 42? It says 13 hours remaining on iTunes. I don't fucking know, and I don't honestly give a shit. Don't listen to the show, then. I go to the blog instead of iTunes. iTunes is not the only place to download fucking podcasts, you retort. All right. I'll fuck you up, Mary. Oh, yeah, right. Sure you will. Yeah. You're so overpowering. I'm not going to make this show long today. Sorry to disappoint. Hi, Wanda. What do you do with my lip? What do you like about my lip? Quiver my lip. I didn't even know that I quivered my lips. Well, yeah, which lips? Good question. Like this? Let me get a close-up going on. Fortunately, I'm close enough to do so. Layups? Like this? Or do you mean these layups? Fucking vagina. Let me my lower layups. iTunes is the only place to download podcasts, and the upstairs lips aren't the only ones to kiss. You ain't never lying, TD. I have to say, I'm a little annoyed with Granny Teedy. She hasn't been around as often. Well, somebody get me the Beatles Eggman song, fine. Just do it, please. Send it to me while I'm doing this program. All right, thank you. Now, Max, who's been very helpful, I must say, in my life, personally, because he is sort of a Cassandra, an accurate one. And go ahead, Vera, make fun of it all you want while you drive your RV to the poorhouse. See if I care. You know? Fine. A sandwich is a sandwich. But a drag queen is on her way to the poorhouse. That makes any fucking sense. I'm trying not to be brand specific. Well, I can't be specific. I'm trying to find your fucking... I'm trying to protect your anonymity. You need a Xanax like a Cher need a Bon Iver? Oh, God, this isn't even funny. None of it is. U.S. dollar enthusiast... Oh, no, so I want to read Max's tags. I was starting to say Max Kaiser sidetracks, abuses the Technorati tag system, as do I. The tags for this story, which is called U.S. Dollar Euthanasia While Finns Legislate Days Off for Shagging. Now, the tags, before I read the story, are Bong Pipe Continental Euthanasia Finland, FOMC Gridlocks Greenspan Ivan E. Ilach. James Cramer, New Economy, shagging Tolstoy, U.S. dollar, Walmart, breaking business news. A bong pipe is obviously my favorite tag there. And I think it's not in alphabetical order, so I imagine he wrote bong pipe first. James Turk at goldmoney.com points out that throughout history, people living in a country whose currency is dying are in the last... fucking goddamn it, if I can only learn a fucking Christ fuck read motherfucking whore. James, I'll try to read like the computer because then I can fucking read. James Turk of goldmoney.com points out that throughout history, people living in a country whose currency is dying are the last in the world to know. I suppose it's like the husband who is the last to know his wife is cheating on him. What's obvious to everyone else is impossible to imagine for the cuckold. Cuckold? Cuckold. Somebody tell me how to write, tell me how to spell cuckold, say cuckold. Cockhole? Cuckold. My audience is so dumb. Somebody tell me how to pronounce cuckold. Not cockhold, cuckold. Cuckold. Cuckold? Cuckold? Cuckold. Cuckold. God, you people are retarded. What's obvious to everyone else is impossible to imagine for the cuckolds. It is impossible for Americans to see that their currency, the U.S. dollar, is going the way of the continental. Remember the continental? No, I don't. The continental currency was a paper currency issued by several American colonies as well as by the Continental Congress. After the Revolutionary War began in 1775, the currency was denominated in both pounds, shilling, and pence, and dollars. Why are there two ands in there, Max? The currency was dominated in both pounds, shilling, and pence. And dollars. It shouldn't be. The currency was dominated in both pounds, shilling, pence. Oh, never mind. With no solid backing and being easily counterfeited. I can't fucking read. Let me do the computer again. And easily counterfeited, the continentals quickly lost their value, giving voice to the phrase, not worth a continental. The painful experience of the runaway inflation and collapse of the continental dollar prompted the delegates to the United Constitutional Convention to include the gold and silver clause into the United States Constitution so that the states could not issue bills of credit or anything that is not gold or silver. The story of gold today is the sequel to the continental, and the rest of the world is performing financial euthanasia by gently pulling the greenback to sleep. By gradually switching their reserve currencies out of dollars and into European and Asian currencies and gold. The dollar's death can be compared to the retelling of Tolstoy's The Death of Ivan Ilyich. Did I pronounce that right? Ilyich? Yes, no, someone with a brain. Don't lie. No time for jokes. Ilyich or what? Yes, thank you. The Death of Ivan Ilyich. The world speaks openly. Matt, if you know so much, how come you talk like you're so dumb? Seriously. The world speaks openly about the benefits it will accrue now that the dollar is going the way of all flesh. They buy Swiss francs. I'm laughing because I'm doing the same thing as this. I've done that, actually. Not with all my money, but I have put my money in other currencies, and I'm in fucking America. They buy Swiss francs, Singapore dollars, Max's advice, of course. Swiss francs, Singapore dollars, and stocks and bonds priced in various non-dollar currencies, and they're not shy about broadcasting the truth about the dollar's death right to the dollar's face. The American people, like Ivan laying in their coffin, finally... The American people, like Ivan lying in their coffin, finally get it, but it's too late. They're dead. America goes offline, not with a bang, but with a whimper, and the rest of the world says, good riddance. Alan Greenspan, the Ayn Rand-loving currency assassin, once bragged in the go-go 80s that the American economy, as measured by the weight of cargo going out of the country, was becoming lighter. Who needs manufacturing, right? The weightlessness, he reasoned, was proof of the new economy. There was growth without inflation because of a new economic paradigm shifting America to a new permanent state of electronic Goldilocks. Looking back, we see that the blinkered ex-chairman never factored into his delusion the missing inflation numbers. The ghost in the machine was a shift of high-priced work hours from America to China. My for China. Max, this is a long article. Greenspan's new paradigm, but I'm going to read it because I don't feel like talking to these fucking morons in denial in my audience. G-SPAN's new paradigm would have continued if cheap, read slave, wages in China stayed in the sub-50% hour range. All they do is talk to each other anyway, like it fucking matters what I say. All they need to hear is my dulcet lesbian tones. Allowing Walmart to continue offering everyday low prices that save you $1 at the cash register but cost you $2 in pay. But starting last summer, when interest rates began moving higher, after wages in China and India bottomed, the unbearable lightness of America's Zeppelin economy found a lead lining and started to sink, taking with it the U.S. dollar, the illusion of cheap imports, and high productivity gains. In reality, just Chinese slaves sewing American flags for pennies a day. Digression and rhetorical foreshadowing alert. One of the lies U.S. government statisticians tell Americans that Europeans are less productive. In fact, Europeans are equally and in many cases more productive. This I have to tell my mother. She just said that to me the other day, that Americans are the most productive in the world. And in many cases, because they watch the C-SPAN or CNN, and in many cases more productive than the average American worker. The difference is that Europeans invest their productivity gains in time off while Americans invest their gains into consumption. Getting back into Greenspan's nightmare, his philosopher, bong pipe smoking FOMC circle jerks thought that copper, lead, zinc, oil, gold, corn, wheat, rice, coffee, and milk were never going to rise in price ever again. Now we've got the munchies and nobody can afford beer or pretzels. The zombies and shills on CNN and Fox Business News keep jabbering away, trying to inflate Greenspan's busted new paradigm lead balloon with the force of their own hyperbole, even while it gets pricked with rumors and negative bets from titanic currency speculators and spiteful sovereign wealth funds. James Cramer can only blow so much hot air. Greenspan wrongly thought that financial services could permanently replace manufacturing in America. Imagine a nation of 100 million stockbrokers trying to sell stocks and bonds to each other. Thank you. That's what I was trying to tell my mother the other day. It's like you can't have an economy. I was trying to tell my mother, because, you know, I said, listen, mother, you know, I know you think what I say is crazy, you know, but look, how often have I been right? You know, she said, well, you know, that's what's scary, is that you've been right about a lot of things in the past, and what you're saying now is very frightening. And I said, okay, now explain to me why you think the status quo will remain. Because what I find curious, me, lesbian, to mother, non-lesbian, what I find curious is why people assume the status quo is going to remain. You know, what is it that causes people to just sort of assume things are going to remain the way they are? That's what I find interesting. You know, I mean, I find that a lot of people assume the status quo. Why do I see my double fucking chin? I find that people assume that the status quo is going to remain, yet they have no reason to think that, you know, other than it's just sort of an automatic defense mechanism. You know, and if somebody can reason and say, well, you know, here's why I think the status quo is going to remain because of this, 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 and this. The economy is resilient. And then I say, well, what about the new things that weren't there before, like the fact that manufacturing jobs in America are gone, the fact that now we have this whole global warming issue that we have to fight with. You know, why do you assume it's all going to bounce back to nothing? And then I just wanted to know, well, I don't remember if she had a good reason or not, because I have a bad memory. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I think I'm a lay lesbian. I don't really understand economics. I've probably learned, I studied some economics, but I never really did very well in finance. I've learned probably more than anything from Max. I know that you're there, Michael Sage, but you're just babbling about fucking nothing. I mean, what on earth are people supposed to, what are you talking about, you people? Pizza face? I mean, that's really relevant, right? As long as it takes you to look up article in the dictionary. Don't you use Chinese hair for your weaves? Foreshadowing Dulce de Lezzi? That's Wanda. I'm not going to. How? Cher says how? Am I supposed to read those comments and respond to that? Well, I'm trying to talk to you seriously, you fucking morons. Christ on a goddamn stick. This is from Do You Think? Britain's second largest bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, is about to ask shareholders for about $10 billion of extra cash to improve its financial position. Now, lesbians and gentlemen, where was I? Now that you've Now that you've ruined my focus of thought, which I never have, will somebody please... Pizza Babe. Is that Pizza Babe in there? Pizza Babe. Oh, okay. Okay, Brian, what am I lacking? Explain to me. Come on the show and tell me right now. What am I lacking, you patronizing little fuck? Tell me. Tell me. Oh. Oh, I was telling you about my I apologize for that. I was talking about my lack of economic knowledge. Yes, that's correct. Brian and I keep bumping heads. I don't know what this is. I think we have too much in common, Brian. Anyway. So I rely a lot on Max Kaiser's advice to learn about economics and stuff like this. I just had a logie in my teeth. Brian's getting stale. I'm not getting fucking stale. Listen, Matt, I don't need your fucking peanut gallery over there. And by the way, I watched your video cast. I couldn't hear a fucking word you were saying. Big gay sex show, Matt. Do you ever hear of a goddamn microphone? Seriously, I couldn't. I tried to listen to it like 3 times. I had no idea what you were saying. Hold on a sec, cunt. Here, talk amongst your... here, I'll play this for... I gotta check the phone.
He's 5'2", and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles
Max.
And with spears. He's all of 31.
Hi, Max. Oh, look, everyone, it's Max.
17.
Hold on.
He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic...
Max, I have you coming through my... You're coming through my cellular phone because I have my Skype forwarded, but I can still hear you.
Okay.
Are you...
I can't hear your show for some reason, so I thought I would just call.
You can't hear my show, so you thought you would just call in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So I was trying to read your article about the Finns that's in your Huffington Post. How did you get to be a columnist in the Huffington Post, BTW? How did you manage that? Did they just ax you?
I guess, some people over there expressed an interest in me writing, so I sent them, so that was that.
I see. Somebody asked if you licked Ariana. Matt?
When I was in Los Angeles, I used to serve on the board of the Creative Coalition, which has a lot of people who blog on who were part of that 10 years ago or so. So, these are a lot of people that I know for a long time.
Max, can you call me right back on Skype? Because this is going through my cell phone. It's being forwarded, which means it's costing me a fortune. Do you see me on Skype as Madge Weinstein, the username Madge Weinstein?
Should I hang up first, right?
Yes, please. And call me right back. Thanks. Oh, this is great. I'm so happy that Max... How often do you get to read a very important article and have the author call in? So anyway, so my lack of economic knowledge... Anyway, but I was trying to explain, look, just that our economy is basically a bubble, the whole economy. And you have to look, and if you want to understand it, at least from a lesbian who doesn't know what she's talking about, then you play with your vagina. Where is this thing? Oh, I don't hear the fucking thing. Oh, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. What's going on with this? Oh, there. I'm going to hang up and call him. Let's try this. Please work. Okay, now I got you. Now I got you.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, Max, can you explain? Okay, I want to tell you some questions that my mother had. I tried to explain because why the economy. She says, I said, you know, you should, aren't you a little bit concerned about the economy? She said, no, I think we're the most powerful nation in the world. And I said, why do you think that? Are you talking about militarily? She said, no. And I said, why? And she didn't answer me. Now, do you think, Max, that the economy is a bubble, our entire U.S. economy is a bubble?
Well, who are you talking to?
My mother.
All right. Well, you know, the thing is that less than 10% of people in America have passports. You know, less than 10% of people have passports. Very few people actually travel outside of the United States. So very few people would have a perspective other than what they can see directly in front of their face. So you can't blame them for being misinformed because they're only seeing a very small piece of the picture.
Okay, so when I said to somebody, I'm not going to say who, because it could be a relative of mine that I don't want to offend, but when I said to somebody, you know, that I thought that the trade policies that we have caused us to lose a lot of jobs in areas like Ohio, Michigan, and America's basically lost our manufacturing jobs, this person said that that's stupid.
Well, you know, what do you consider, you know, what, I mean, the rate of unemployment
mm-hmm.
in the United States right now is 12%, and that's very high.
Is it?
Yep.
I don't. You said something not long ago about the. You thought the bond market was going to have a crash, and you said that would dwarf the mortgage, the housing bubble, by comparison, and the low, subprime deal.
The bond market is.
Can you explain what that means?
Well, it means that long-term interest rates are going to go much higher.
Mm-hmm.
And long-term interest rates are what are used to set mortgage rates, adjustable rate mortgages. So the adjustable rates will then have to be revised up very high, much higher, as the bonds move down, which means that interest rates move up.
But what causes the bond market to crash? And then?
Well, it's, you know, the U.S. economy is in what I think of as a controlled demolition.
Mm-hmm.
And at the first floor is to blow apart where some of these investment banks and the dollar is down. And then other pieces of the economy are collapsing. And then the bond market will collapse. So it's just layer by layer. Collapsing in this kind of controlled demolition, if you will. But it's part of the same basic problem, which is that the U.S. is simply carrying too much debt.
Yeah. And at some point, basically, the too much debt is going to collapse, right?
Well, it's collapsing now in the form of what people see right now is when they go to the grocery store or when they go to fill up their cars with gasoline, they notice that the prices are moving up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a result of this debt crashing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's happening right now. The prices of food are up 10, 15, 20%. The price of gasoline is up sharply. The price of oil is hitting new all-time highs. This is what happens when the debt collapses.
Yeah.
So it's happening right now. People are being squeezed right now. Their salaries aren't going up. People's wages aren't going up. But the prices for food and energy and healthcare and education are going up. And the result is a reduced standard of living. And anyone living outside of the United States can see this quite clearly.
You know, Max, I'm traveling with my parents to South America next month. And my mother was looking at hotels, right? Part of the reason we are traveling to South America instead of Europe is because it's cheaper. Because since America's dollar has become such shit, you know, Europe becomes more and more expensive. So anyway, so she was telling me, she's like, I looked at the prices of the hotels, Madge, she said, and the prices of these, you know, of these boarding, what do you call those, fucking bed and breakfasts are like $50 a day. It's just as expensive as in Europe. She said, even in South America, the dollar is worth less.
Well, I mean, that's not the fact that that's a direct reflection on the problems in the U.S. economy. So she's making two very conflicting statements. She's saying the price of hotel rooms in Europe is unaffordable, but she doesn't see a problem with the U.S. economy. Those two things are conflicting. The reason the prices are higher is because her dollar, it keeps going down in value.
Well, she would argue, well, that's just temporary. It always bounces back. And I said, well, what basis do you have for saying it always bounces back other than the fact that it always has? And I'll ask you the same question, Max. What would you answer to that?
Well, it's been going down. I mean, it depends on what your frame of reference is in terms of timing. But
say 100 years.
100 years. You want to talk about 100 years of cycle?
Yeah, since the Industrial Revolution or something. Let's just say, I don't know, since the stock market opened, because that's what her contention is.
Well, if you go back to the 1970s, which was when you had the last period of stagflation, which was economic activity was going down while prices were moving up. Okay, at that time, the dollar was weak, and the dollar was in big trouble. And President Nixon at that time, along with the Mideast oil cartel, got together and they did a deal that tied the dollar to the value of oil. And since that time, America's been living on a petrodollar. Now, what's happened in the last 5 years, and the reason why the dollar is very weak and doesn't look like it's going to get any stronger, is because the OPEC nations don't need to do business with the United States anymore. They're happy to do business with China. China's happy to pay $110, $115, $125 a barrel on oil. And if the American economy goes into the toilet, the Mideast OPEC countries are not that concerned. So there's no support coming in from the Saudi oil producers or the petrodollars. There's very little then to point to and say this is going to give the dollar any kind of sustained value. The value has been moving down for 8 years. We've seen this happening for the past 8 years. The trend looks like it's going to continue to go down. And the question is not whether or not the dollar is going to move up or down. The question is the dollar going to become extinct? Uh-huh. The world currency, and that's a legitimate question. And in my opinion, the answer is yes. The dollar will go completely extinct.
But you've said that you believe that it's possible that if somebody like Obama gets in office, that he could turn things around. Do you not think that's possible?
Well, what I said was that on Obama's economic team, you've got Paul Volcker. Uh-huh. Now, going back again to the 1970s.
Yeah.
The man who saved the U.S. economy from this inflationary problem was Paul Volcker, and he raised interest rates very aggressively, and the economy went through a very severe recession. But that was what was necessary to boost the savings rate and to recapitalize the country. Now, if Obama gets in office and someone like Paul Volcker becomes his economic advisor, or he puts him back in charge of the Federal Reserve, and he starts raising interest rates aggressively, then that could be a recipe for a more robust dollar. But it would require telling the American people that they're going to have to go through.
Uh. Hold on. Max, I read the news today, oh boy. Dun 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 dun. Did somebody send me the Eggman song from the Beatles yet? Listen, motherfuckers, miserly, I will ask that question. So just hang on, but don't let me forget. I don't care if you don't like the fucking Beatles. I need that fucking song. There's other people in the fucking chat room besides you, Vera. Thank you, Brian. What'd you call me, Brian? Oh, thank you, Brian. Sorry, I misunderstood. User not online. Okay, we lost Max. Audience. I hate you. Really. Especially Cursing Cat and Auntie Vera. You know, I don't understand it. Like, okay, I'm calm today because, you know, I woke up early enough to take my Wellbutrin. It's Friday. I have my plane ticket, though I haven't confirmed it yet. I'm using miles because I'm broke to pay for it. I even made a tentative reservation for Budapest so I can go to VlogoCon in September if the world is still here. But look, you're calm because you took... I take Clonabin to sleep, Cursing Cat. Oh, we talked about this before, didn't we? I never take it during the day, though, because it's... Yes, I'm going to be home in June. Oh, Justin, I didn't return your email about that. I'm sorry I didn't return your email. Please email me again if I forget. I'm sorry, I'm brain dead, and I just am bad at that. Forgive me. But I didn't mean to ignore that email. Pizza Babe, what do you want? Are you going to lie and tell me you and Visitronics are going to come and visit me again? You're so full of shit, Pizza Babe. Fuck you. You know, PodCamp, what the fuck is with you and these goddamn pod conventions? That is such bullshit. Let me get together with a bunch of other assholes, pay $30 to go to some dumb fucking convention that we won't even go to anyway. We'll take one look at all the people in there. They'll look at us. We'll hate each other. Then we leave and go to a bar. Well, why bother? Why not just meet up? Why have to meet up for some fucking PodCamp? You dumb bitch. Fuck you. Whore. Seriously. Yeah, but why does it have to be during PodCamp then? You bitch so much. What are you, Chinese now, the way you talk? You bitch so much. Ching Chong King. Was that spot on, Wander? Yeast Camp. Now you're talking. Now you're talking. Now you're talking. Yeast Camp. Matt Blunder says that's racist. Republican Evangelist. Evangelist. Oh, can you please change your name to Republican Evangelist? I like that better. Wait. Twat quotes repeat. Adam Curry Live 65 sucks ass. No kidding. Newsflash. How about lips camps? Why did you read the Emancipation Proclamation? Never mind. Figure it out. Yeah, yeast camp, yeast camp, sis boom ba. Nothing like a yeast camp smell in the morning. You got to do that podcast with Lady Raptastic on PodCramp. That was good. What are you talking? Oh, that was in fucking New York. Skype disconnected. I know, Max, but Max, there was one thing I wanted to ask you that Miserly kept asking. I think it's a he. Why do you say that the unemployment rate is 12%? Why do you say that? That was the question that Meisterly had. Can you answer that, please? I don't know if Max can hear us, though, because he said the reason he called is because he couldn't hear. Let me try and call him again. Remind me on the next show to yell at you, people. Shut up, people. People, Cursing Cat, why do you... I don't understand why people are so... Max?
Hello.
Max, why do you say that this person had a question? Why do you say that the unemployment rate is 12%?
Well, this is the true unemployment rate. You have to add back into the number of things like, for example, the U.S. government doesn't count people who have stopped, who no longer get unemployment benefits. Those people are not considered unemployed. They're simply not counted. They're not in the grid. You have to also understand that the U.S., to determine how many people are unemployed, they use a model of births versus deaths. and it's a theoretical model that they are notorious for manipulating. Again, if you look at the true underlying numbers, if you go to shadowstatistics.com, for example, they do a breakdown on the actual numbers. And the actual unemployment rate in America is 12%. That's the real number. But we shouldn't be surprised, because the U.S. government also tells us a number for the CPI, which is manipulated. They tell us a number for productivity, which is also manipulated.
Okay, so is there like a website or something where we can see these rates sort of deconstructed?
Yeah, shadowstatistics.com.
Shadowstatistics.com, okay.
Yeah.
So there's your answer. You know, I've got these people in the audience that fascinate me, because they get bored every time. Now, I'm not talking about Andy Vera, because she's just an idiot. But there's people who get bored. Like, they act like I'm punishing them when we talk about this. And then they say that, and there's a lot of people that say, you're full of shit. And I don't understand why people would say that. I mean, like Kirsten Kett, for example, I think it was you that was saying that. What have you got to back up the fact that you say, you contend that Max is full of shit? Back that up with something, please. You know, say something to back that up, other than the fact that you're pulling it out of your ass, because I've seen Max be very accurate. Maybe it was somebody else. Who said Max was full of shit? I don't know.
Well, I mean, people are confusing economics with ideology.
Uh-huh. How so?
There's an ideology in the U.S., and people are very protective of that ideology. Like your mother, for example, she's saying that the U.S. is, quote-unquote, the greatest economy or the biggest economy. And this is an ideology that people want to defend, but the economics don't support it. So when you point out the true economics and it conflicts with that ideology, then they feel it's necessary to attack the math, to attack the numbers, and to somehow... that's when typically somebody goes into cuckoo land by saying that they start to believe these cooked numbers, and they start to...
Oh, God damn it. Oh, sorry, you're back. I thought we lost you again.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, like, these people that say that, I mean, you've watched the value of your dollars go down, you've watched your wealth go down by not listening to economic advice that Max and other people have been giving. So if you think it's boring to lose the value of the work you've done through your life, then go ahead and, you know, watch something more interesting, like Oprah. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Huh?
I was telling my audience, who are bored by this conversation, that since they don't apparently mind watching their life's work get cut in half due to the value of the dollar decreasing, then they should watch Oprah.
Well, the focus should not be on this dollar decreasing. The focus should be on the prices for food are going up. That's the thing that people, should be aware that when they go shopping for food, that the prices are going up. I mean, this is...
This is terrible, this Skype business. I hate my audience. All right. I don't know what to do now. I don't know what to do. I think we lost him again. You listen, you little motherfucker. Get strip club naked. We did that yesterday. We tried. He's not going to get naked. I think he's got a small penis. He tends to be more bottom-oriented, so I think we might be able to get him to spread his anal lips open, but that's about it. Just go to WikiLeaks. Somebody said that website is wrong? I'm confused. Anyway, listen, people. You know what? Two versions of the Beatles. I want the most... Brian, I want the most original version. The closest to the original radio version of the Beatles version, please. Okay? And I have to be honest with you people today that I have not been really... My shadowstats.com. Thank you, dude. Words have not flowed easily through these lips today. and I don't know why. You can't hear me. Who can't hear me? Just VJ? VJ, how are you doing, by the way? I met you last year in the PodCamp New York. He was so nice. He was so nice. I really enjoyed meeting the VJ Net. What, that was you I met, right? I met you there. Weren't you just kind of like horny and touching everyone? That was you, right? VJ will show his penis. Listen, Andy, what the fuck? Now you're finally here? Where were you? Or should I say, what were you eating this time? You can't hear us. Well, of course I can't. Oh, my God. My God. I'm talking to somebody who can't hear me. Why am I this stupid? Why am I this stupid? Can you hear me, then? Andy. Andy. Okay, first of all, Pizza Babe. Pizza Babe. Are you willing to come on the show, Pizza Babe? Pizza Babe. Pizza fucking Babe. God damn these motherfucking bitches with kids. She's never been on the show, and I always tell her to come on. I don't know what she's afraid of. The internet just went down in California, for real? Is Vera dead? Vera? Oh, remember Vera. A short life it was, but what a meaningful one. What with the walruses and the ketchup commercials. What an impact she made on the world. Don't kill me, bitch. I don't know. I can't help being who I am. Do not say that word, gay cub. Seriously. Do not say it. It means I have to edit. It means I have to delete. It means I have to censor. Do not say that word. It's not me. It's Pat. Pat does the... Pat said... The sauce that dare not speak its name. Listen. Don't even pretend to say the name, cursing cat. Pizza Babe, there you are. Pizza Babe, there you are. That's why I am trustworthy. I asked permission. No news from Norm, no. Listen. Oh, fuck off. Victim, victim, victim. Stop it, Vera. Listen. All right. Pizza Babe. Pizza Babe. Are you going to come on my show now or not? You didn't get what? What didn't you get, Vera? Pizza Babe, are you going to come on the show now? Yes? You're going to call me now? Call me now. Please. Madge Weinstein on Skype. Do it. Stop it, Sharon. Don't be mean. Oh, you didn't get the job. Oh. Oh, help me. I am so misunderstanding and misunderstood today. Let me do some autism. You know, once in a while, call forwarding. Hold on. Why is it call forwarding? You called Madge Weinstein, right? Are you on? Are you on Skype? Madge Weinstein. God damn it, fucking bitch. No, it didn't work. Pizza Babe, are you sure you're calling the Madge Weinstein account? Okay, let me turn off call forwarding. Shut up. Don't call me yet. Hold on. Let me turn off the forwarding. Shut up. Shut up, please. Shut up. Okay, turned off call forwarding. Why can't I call you? Pizza, are you sure you called Madge Weinstein Skype? Not that other name that I sometimes use as a secret. Yes. Okay, then why aren't you fucking on the goddamn licks? My show's ending in ten... Oh, there's... No, that's fucking Simon Toon. What?
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 What? Sorry, I just wanted to make sure your Skype was working.
It's working fine, thank you. Hello, I hear your baby.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, bye. I was a little mean, wasn't I? I'll call you when I need you, Simon. Christ, I don't know why people don't call me. Pizza, I just tried calling you. Are you... Pizza Snatch, call me. God damn this fucking bitch, she's lying to me. LMNOP. At least IM me with your fucking Skype ID because I don't fucking see you. No. I know. I think you're calling the wrong fucking thing, you fucking... This is my Skype username. Maybe you can't. Please. Please. Somebody help her. Come on. That's my Skype. Are you sure that's what you're calling? Yeah, Wanda's coming to Chicago the second I leave. Thanks a lot. That's a good idea. Clap your hands so Magic Skype will work. Show's crashing. Show's crashing. Show's crashing. Oh, there we go. There's my request for pizza, baby. Yes. Allow it. Answer it. Hello, this is Mitch Weinstein.
Hello.
Thank the Christ. How are you, darling?
Out of this damn chat room.
It's
how you
finally
doing?
You're on my fucking show. Do you know how long I've been trying to get you to come on this fucking thing?
I know. How you doing?
How am I doing?
Is the world ending today?
Not today.
Are you touching your boobies?
Yeah.
That's good.
You wanna say some? Is that your kid there? You can't say.
Yeah, I can't say too much. That's why I don't call you, silly.
Yeah.
You should call up Matt.
Who from the?
Spanking B. Arthur, Matt from the Big Gay Sex Show.
Okay. I'm not calling him today, though. I'm only on for 7 more minutes because I'm meeting Peter.
Who's Peter?
Peter from the Windy City Queercast, formerly known as Windy City Queercast, and now he does another show. He's the one that
is he putting out or
you
something?
Oh, you didn't meet him. You didn't come to the thing. Yeah, he's putting out, of course.
With the phone.
What's that?
I'm on the phone with Madge. Can't talk. Is he putting out? Did you say if he was putting out? Is he bottom?
Well, I don't know who we would put out for because I'm a lesbian.
Now you care.
I always
now,
care.
Now you're not a whore. All right, whatever.
What are you talking about? When have I ever had sex with men?
Madge, if this is a secret that we have to keep, that's fine. But we all know. We know about your trip. I know about it.
Are you trying to tell me that you're really a man? Are you one of those men that has babies?
Don't be getting me in trouble. That wasn't me.
You don't look like a post-op.
I don't feel like one either.
Sorry, Max. I'm sorry we couldn't talk anymore, but it was. But I appreciate you talking. I'm talking to Max for a second, but thank you for being on for the short time anyway.
Yeah, Max, aren't you excited that you got replaced by Pizza Babe? Isn't your life awesome now? Lord.
So, Pizza Babe, let's continue the discussion with you. So, yeah. So where do you get your economic figures?
From you, basically.
Okay.
Really, I listened to you. Honestly, I didn't honestly care a whole lot in the world. I honestly, I'm one of those people that wakes up in the morning, I watch my kids, I go to work, and that's the kind of the way and the path I led for a long time in my life. I didn't care so much about the politics or anything else about it. It just did. When it came down to electing somebody, sure, I got excited and I listened to a certain amount. I knew I was a Democrat. I was raised a Democrat. But as somebody who lives in a burb in Wisconsin, I didn't care so much. Until this past year, I actually went out and got into things, and I watched the Democratic debates, and I listened to you, and it is very interesting to me now. And I went actually to work the other day, and there were people there. There was a 40-year-old woman who had no difference. She didn't know the difference between a Republican and a Democrat. Like, seriously.
Did you play Yeast Radio for her?
I said, this is where you need to go.
Where are you working now? Can you say?
At a pizza place. At a pizza place in the middle of nowhere.
Can you say the name of it?
No.
Do you?
Because all of your listeners would haunt me.
What do you mean they haunt you?
They would. I know your listeners.
Is it Pizza Hut?
Mm-hmm. No. No, it's not a national one. It's a local one.
Is it Pizza Babes?
If it's local, you're
why
not
don't you open
know.
Your own place and call? I am so ugly. I got to unzoom. That's hideous. Jesus Christ. Why don't you seriously open your own restaurant and call it Pizza Babes?
because there's a guy actually that owns that, and he actually tried to sue me once. As a matter of fact. But his time is
up. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, did you hear the new Eat This Hut show, Incarnation? Do you like that? With Vera, did you heard it?
No, I didn't hear it yet. Is it good?
I think it's good. Oh, there's Max. Now we have Max and Pizza Babe. This should be interesting. Hold on. Okay. Max, I have you on with Pizza Babe. She's an also an economic expert, so I think you two will get along well.
Hi, Max.
Yo, Pizza Babe.
I'm all down with the gold, baby.
Okay, well, you know, I just want to finish the point you were making before. If that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
The apathy that you were talking about earlier, in terms of the audience, you know, the audience is getting attacked every single day when they go in and they buy stuff at the store, and the prices are going up. They're being attacked. They're being attacked by their own government. And the government just is seeing how much they can attack and without getting any kind of pushback. And since nobody's pushing back, they're going to continue to attack.
That's very true.
Okay. Pizza Babe agrees with me.
The Pizza
Babe.
No, I
see that all the time,
Pizza
actually.
Babe agrees with you. Go ahead.
I don't make a ton of money. I'm just your average mom when it comes down to it. And I notice how much more I'm paying at the grocery store for gas or everything else. I'm not making any more money, and nobody is doing anything about it. And it does feel like a push because every year it's a little bit more, and it doesn't seem to want to stop. And now it's getting even worse, even faster. And there doesn't seem to be an end in sight.
It is getting faster.
And Pizza Babe has four kids, and she's basically a working three?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so the reason
and,
why... The reason
and to
why
top it all off, my husband, they just moved his job, so in 3 months he no longer has a job. I have a job that, you know, counts on tips. Even in my silly little job that I have, I noticed flour just tripled in price. So the price of even a silly little pizza, you're paying $20 for a pizza. That's ridiculous when you can go get a frozen one for like $3, but that's even going to go up too, you know? Yeah. It's getting to a point where it's all, who's going to be able to afford anything?
Okay, but so understand that this is by design. That this is a test to see who is going to fight back. This is not natural occurring inflation. This is inflation that's being caused by an extremist view of the U.S. government that's on the attack against its own people. This inflation is completely the result of a U.S. government that has, in effect, gone to war with its own citizens. Now, I would think that the fact that nobody is pushing back just means that they're going to keep raising prices to see at what point is there going to be social unrest, at what point will there be rioting, and then they might pull back a little bit, but by that time they will have established much higher prices.
You know, it's interesting that people are very willing, and I'm not talking about Pizza Babe because I think she's willing to understand the larger picture, but it's interesting how many people will be very quick to complain about food prices, be very quick to complain about gas prices. But when you try and discuss the reasons behind it and the economic system and how it really works, people just dismiss it. They go straight into denial and they tell you, how dare you try and bore us? And then they call it gloom and doom and Chicken Little. But meanwhile, their bread costs three times the price.
But I think that only happens to a certain point. Don't you think that, like right now, I can honestly say I might have thought it was just inflation at first, but now it's really hitting home. Now it's getting to the point of ridiculous because even I can see in my own little happy world how much faster it's going up and how much more it's affecting me. When there's got to be a point of breaking. I mean, and it has to come back to you. I mean, people have to care about that because it really, you can't afford all that stuff that you used to be able to, even a year ago.
I am so fucking poor. I mean, seriously, my salary has not gone up in 10 years. It's gone down, but it has not gone up in 10 years, at least 10 years. And I wrote you, Max, about this because I noticed when I read my 401k statement And Pizza
before
Babe.
Before I get into that, before I get into that,
sure.
Let's just point out that it's within the power of the federal government to stop prices from moving up. All they have to do is stop printing money at the rate that they're printing money. When the federal government prints money at 18% to 19% increase every year, that means the prices are going to move up 18% to 19% at some point. Now, that's the reality of it. Now, if you want the prices to stop moving up by 18% or 19%, then you have to stop increasing the money supply by 18% or 19%. And they can do that today. They can do it right away. They have the power to stop the madness at any given time.
So, Max, how do you feel about price controls on food?
Well, the problem is not with capitalism, okay? Mm-hmm. Capitalism is not the problem. The problem is actually government, because government is not allowing capitalism to function on its own. If they were, then you wouldn't have this problem that you have in the currency market and in the bond market that you do have. And the biggest price controller and price fixer in the world today is the Federal Reserve Bank. They artificially fix the price of credit at a level that's completely artificial and causes huge money supply growth. If the federal government were to allow interest rates to float based on supply and demand, you would have a much stronger dollar, you would have less inflation, and you would have much bigger purchasing power. So the question is not price controls or socialism.
Mm-hmm.
The question is the federal government going to allow capitalism to exist in America today? Because right now it is not allowing capitalism to exist in America today. And I heard your show yesterday about Ayn Rand, and you're absolutely right. It's a parable that's completely accurate, but for the 180-degree opposite reason.
Right, right. The Ayn Rand, yeah. Max, you gave the reason, like, to what would have to be done in order for capitalism to work right. I mean, you mentioned not printing 20% more money every year. What else?
It's very simple. The capitalism of the free market capitalism is the whole idea is that prices are a reflection of supply and demand. This is Adam Smith's famous invisible hand
right.
analogy.
Right.
Now, that has to be allowed to exist in the bond market and the money market, as well as other pieces of the economy. Right now, it does not exist in the
bond
market.
What's stopping that, like, from the bond market? What's stopping those economic rules from being able to flow?
What's stopping it is something called the Federal Reserve Bank. The Federal Reserve Bank is an institution that has gotten in the way of free market capitalism in America. It stands in the way of free market capitalism in America because it artificially manipulates and price fixes the price of money and interest rates in a way that supports the banks, number one, and the people come second. The banks come number one, the people come second. We've seen it much more, obviously, recently, where the banks have been bailed out, but the factories and the jobs and the people have been left to rot.
Uh-huh.
So it's capitalism for them, it's socialism for the banks.
So the Federal Reserve is basically the outsourcing of the federal banking system. And it's for profit, and it's independent. They don't have to listen to they're not accountable, say, to the president, right, or to Congress, or are they? Other than the fact that they can be dissolved.
The Federal Reserve, as you say, the U.S. has outsourced its financial responsibility, its fiduciary responsibility to this Federal Reserve institution, which is, by the way, unconstitutional. And it's incredibly inefficient. And you're exactly right. They've outsourced this piece of the puzzle. And in so doing, they have destroyed free market capitalism and the U.S. dollar.
Max, where are you?
Yeah, where am I? I'm in Paris.
No, like right now, you're in a restaurant or something?
Oh yeah, I'm in the interlude. I'm in a restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you eating?
I'm not eating pizza.
Damn it.
She's trying to get you going.
She's trying to get me more people.
Oh, that's right. Madge is still here. Never mind.
No, she's trying to get you going sexually. Well, she's a dominatrix also in between pizzas.
I'm in Wisconsin. A little ways from you.
My mother is from Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yep, from Madison.
Yeah, that's right around where I'm around.
Yep, I visited there in the late 1960s. I was very impressed. Very nice place, Wisconsin.
I really wasn't born yet.
Oh, Max, I gotta say this. I've been meaning to tell you. Did you happen to hear when Cheryl called the Hover Round Corporation? She did on her show, but you probably didn't hear because I don't think you listen to her because she's ugly. But did you hear when I played the call on my show when Cheryl Murkowski called HoverRound, which is the company that makes those wheelchairs for fat people? Did you hear that?
No.
Well, it's so funny because do you know how much those things cost?
No.
Do you know, Max?
I don't know how much do they cost.
Guess.
$20,000.
Well, no, not that much. $8,000 to $10,000, and the government and Medicare and Medicaid pay for all of it. But they won't
get a new car for that.
Yeah, you can get a car. You can get a smart car, but they won't pay for like nicotine patches if you want to quit smoking.
Or birth control.
Or they still don't pay for birth control.
A lot of them don't.
So
isn't
like
that a choice.
So they pay for bariatric surgery. They pay for these fucking scooters. Because Republicans are, you know, use them, and then
the lobbyists for these things, they have access to the in the U.S. and that's how the economics is established. It's not supply and demand. It's not capitalism. If it were capitalism, healthcare in America would be a non-issue. You know, the transportation system would be a non-issue if it were true capitalism in America, but it's not. It's not true capitalism. You know, there's a very interesting paper written by a Russian that came out a couple of years ago. It's called The Collapse Gap. I'll have to send you the link to this. Because it shows how Russia and America basically collapsing at the same time. You know, Russia collapsed 15 years ago, but America is going through a collapse right now.
You mean the Soviet Union?
The Soviet Union. And but they say that America is less prepared for the collapse because at least in the Soviet Union, you didn't have the levels of debt that you have in the U.S. and for a lot of other reasons he goes into. But it's
you mean you think the collapse of America is actually could be worse than that of the Soviet Union?
Absolutely. And you see it happening right now. Look at the airlines, for example, all the problems in the airlines, all the infrastructure problems, all the transportation problems. These things are happening. Well, the American economy is collapsing like the Soviet Union, but it's a lot less prepared to deal with it.
And of course, there's this common denominator called Afghanistan. And I don't think people realize that how important that common denominator is in the collapse of the Soviet Union and in the potential and or looming collapse of the United States. So what can we do? You have a lot of influence now that you're on Al Jazeera and everything. I mean, is there anything we can do as a group of people, as opposed to individuals protecting ourselves and ourselves financially?
Well, I don't think so, because I think the culture has gone past any ability to heal itself. It's too focused on the individual and celebrity. So I don't think you're going to come back. You're going to come back from that now. I think you have to go through a scorched earth kind of annihilation period, and then there'll be some kind of regrowth. But this society, this is not going to make it. This society is going to be it's not going to make it. I'm sorry.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. I mean, that sounds like great fun. And on that positive note, I think I'm going to end the show because I do have a lunch date appointment, and I'd like to leave the weekend with people thinking happy thoughts.
That was nicey-nice. Thanks.
So, thank you, Max. Seriously, thank you for being on the show. Max is from Al Jazeera English. He has regular movies that appear there. He also now blogs on Huffington Post. He has a website, maxkaiser.com, and karmabankradio.com. Pizza Babe makes pizza in Wisconsin.
Mo.
Yeah.
Oh, and pizzababe.com has a podcast, of course.
Thanks.
And the Freak Network.
Thanks.
They do all my plugs.
Did you say thefreaknetwork.com?
I just fucking said that, you whore.
About time, biatch.
Bye, you guys. Thank you both.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
And where's my fucking Eggman song? The Eggman. 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 I'm in here. I'm in here. I hear the Eggman. In here, Mr. Eggman. I need the Eggman song. Did you send it? Vera, are you still there? Vera, the last song is for you. And you'll see why. But I'm not betraying. You can't say I'm not. I don't betray anyone's confidence, Vera. And if you think I did, I humbly apologize. But I really don't think I did. I'm just making allusions to things. And if you decide I'm betraying confidences, then you're the one giving away too much. Good. Vera. And by the way, from now on, I'm not doing the show unless Vera's in the audience. Because she was very hurt. Let me back in. I didn't fucking kick you out. What the fuck is this? Vera, I did not kick you out. I swear to God. What is this email? You got some balls, you fuck. Let me back in, you shit. Vera, you did not get kicked by me. Seriously. I did not kick you. I swear to God, I did not kick you. I do not swear to God if I don't mean it. Swear to goddess. I did not kick you. Seriously. I would have admitted if I did. I did not. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was Andy or if there was a problem on the site or if you typed the word twat or something like that. Hey, how come twat quotes has a name of twat quotes when you can't even say twat? Andy, did you kick Vera? I did not kick anyone. I swear to God, I haven't kicked anyone since I kicked out that guy and he spammed my site. I stopped doing that, okay? I swear to Methuselah. I swear to the moon, Costa Diva. Don't make me play opera. Yeah, I'll play fucking goddess opera if you don't fucking stop that. It wasn't me. Okay. See, it was Andy, okay? Apologize, Vera. Apologize. See? It was Andy. See? See? Vera. Vera. Thank you. Okay. But you still get this wonderful song. Courtesy of Brian from Royal Pieces of Duty. I'm so happy about this. Thank you, Brian. Even though I know we always misunderstand each other and call each other names, but that's par for the course when you have experienced a tragic loss in your life recently, which we both have. Makes for very emotional reactions. Sorry to be blunt, but it's true. Hold on, I'm waiting for my shit to download. You're too old for this shit. What do you mean? You said you did. Wait. What's going on with these fucking people? Listen, all I know is I swear, I reserve my swear to goddesses. Andy did not. Andy is. Who gives a shit? It wasn't me, and you have to believe me, and that's all there is to it. Okay? That's all I know. If Andy did it or if he didn't do it, I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, you have my word, I did not do it, and you have to take my word for it. Seriously. That's it. Fuck. If I did, I would admit it. I'd still tell you get the fuck over it, but I would admit it. And I didn't. All right, let's see. Why is it not here? Oh, okay, here it comes. God. Let's see. Two versions and a Beastie Boys song. I just want the original version. Sorry, audience. God damn it. Save all. Where does it go when you save it? It's fucking... I hate this browser thing. Oh, and it went there already. Save. I'm real sorry, y'all. Really sorry. I just don't know how to work this shit. Downloads... Download complete. Well, there's three different versions. I don't know which one this is. Hold on. Is this it? God damn fucking shit cunt. Is this it? Let's see. And this is for you, Vera. I don't go out of my way asking people to email songs for anyone. Oh, Jesus Christ. Miserly, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know. I'll get to the part. Is this the right one?
Asian t-shirt, stupid bloody Tuesday man. You've been a naughty boy, you let your face grow long. I am the Eggman.
Now we're gonna make Vera very angry. Sorry, just give me a minute here, peoples. This is for viewers. Fucking bitch. And now a permanent loop in my collection of boring loops to burn into people's brains for no apparent reason. Introducing. There we go. It sounds better with the whole song. Never mind. Sorry, that didn't work out well. Everything sucks today. Remember, people, the world is ending. Oh, fuck, the Beatles sue. I can't play the fucking Beatles. Let's play Lenny Bruce instead. He won't sue me. He's dead. And then we'll end. I don't know.
Oh, no, I'll leave you with something. Just one light. Give me, just let me just... Oh, no, I'll leave you with something. Just one light. Give me, just let me just one... Alan. One half, a half minute, just, and I'll do it in a half minute. Just one red light. One red light. And just that one light. And this sort of sums up my point of view as far as there's no right or wrong. That wrong means lost. My name was Adolf Eichmann. The Jews came every day to what they thought would be fun in the showers, and mothers were quite ingenious. Ah, hear me out. They would take children and hide them in bundles of clothing. We found the children, scrub them, return them to the chambers and seal them in. I watched through the portholes. They would daven, beat breast, and chant, Hey, mein lieber Hey. Oy, dich vor, dich hatsch nach Heimol, Gebel sein, ich kann nicht vergessen, und die aus mein Schäner. They took off their clean Jewish leather rings, removed their teeth and hair for strategic events. I made soap out of them. I made soap out of all of them, and they hung me in full view of the prison yard. People say Adolf Eichmann should have been hung. 9. Do you recognize the whoredom in all of you that you would have done the same if you dared know yourselves? I was a soldier. This is no defense that I was a soldier. A good soldier. I saw the end of a conscientious effort. I saw all the work that I did. I, Adolf Eichmann, watched through the portholes. I saw every Jew burned and turned into soap. Do you people think yourselves better because you burned your enemies at long distances with missiles without ever seeing what you had done to them? Hiroshima mon amour. Ach, Wiedersehen und good night.
When did I grow up?
Lenny Bruce, ladies and gentlemen.
Be a beautiful Lenny Bruce. Woman. When did I grow up? I'll be a beautiful girl. When did I grow up? I'll be a beautiful woman. When did I grow up? I'll be a beautiful girl. But for today, I am a child. For today, I am a boy. For today, I am a child. For today, I am a boy. One day I'll grow up. I feel the power in me. One day I'll grow up, of this I'm sure.
One day I'll grow up, I'll know room within me. One day I'll grow up, feel it full and pure. But for today, I'm a child. For today, I am a boy. For today, I'm a child. For today,
I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 I'm going to go